AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In the Senate today.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the tally, confirming the appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black woman Supreme Court justice. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is one of the great moments of American history.
Jackson replaces retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. The court will remain split, 63 in favor of the conservatives. House and Senate vote to suspend most favored nation trade status and ban Russian oil imports in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the suspected atrocities committed by Russian troops. In a speech to NATO leaders, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba asked for more weapons, saying Russia's military is preparing for a battle in eastern Ukraine on the scale of those from World War II.
Involvement of thousands of tanks, armored vehicles, planes, artillery. This will not be a local operation based on what we see in Russia's preparations to it.
Nations around the world are turning to their oil reserves. AP's Mike Hempen explains.
The International Energy Agency says its 31 member nations have agreed to release a total of 120 million barrels over 6 months. That's the largest release in the history of the group. Half will come from the U.S. as part of the larger release from its Strategic Petroleum Reserve that President Biden announced last week. The latest releases from IEA members are in addition to the nearly 63 million barrels they said they would release last month to ease shortages. Energy prices, which have soared since Russia invaded Ukraine, have fueled inflation worldwide. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Michigan's governor takes steps to prevent a ban on abortion should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade.
Michigan's governor has filed a lawsuit seeking to strike down a 1931 Michigan law that's still on the books, banning abortions except to save the mother's life. It has not been enforced since the Supreme Court ruled on Roe v. Wade in 1973, but it could take effect if the landmark ruling is vacated. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel said her office would not enforce the ban unless it was ordered to by a court.
I join the governor in her sentiment of wanting to do anything and everything we can to fight back.
Genevieve Marnin with Right to Life of Michigan disagrees.
So if Roe's overturned and the abortion decision comes back to each individual state, Michigan will be an abortion-free state, and that's what we're hoping to see in June.
The preemptive lawsuit also asks the Sixth Judicial Circuit Court to recognize the right to an abortion under due process and equal protection clauses in the state's constitution. Whitmer told the Associated Press it was crucial to take this action to secure a right that's been available for 49 years. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.